Hello, and welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Cami Culpepper, the Family and Connections Minister here at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. We're excited to be in a series we're calling In His Steps, Your Life Has Meaning. As you listen to these devotionals, our prayer is that you would find your meaning by being deeply rooted in the love of Christ as you learn to walk in His steps.
You're listening to Day 5 of In His Steps. Today's title is Prayer Involves Listening. Thomas A. Kempis said, "Blessed are the ears that hear God's whisper and listen, not to the murmurs of the world." Our text today is Matthew 14:27. It reads, "But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, 'Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid.'" In response to the disciples' desperate cry for help, Jesus offered immediate encouragement and clarity, followed by a challenge. The first and last statements are commands, where the middle one is a profound declaration. Jesus speaks into their storm. He can change their hearts and their situation if they'll just listen. Jesus still speaks today. The question is, are we listening? Listen to the encouragement in Jesus' words. Take heart. Charles Swindoll explains the meaning of this imperative from Christ. The positive command, take courage, would inspire them to actively put a stop to their fear. The Greek verb translated take courage, tharseo, was used earlier in Matthew 9:2 when Jesus addressed the paralytic on his bed. Take courage, son. Your sins are forgiven. It was also used in 9:22 when he healed the woman with the 12-year hemorrhage. Daughter, take courage. Your faith has made you well. The term means to be firm or resolute in the face of danger or adverse circumstances. So when Jesus commands the disciples to take courage, he orders them to be courageous despite their dire circumstances. The disciples found courage because Jesus had shown up in person and was speaking powerfully to their hearts. The clarity came from the declaration, "It is I." Swindoll describes Jesus' announcement. Between two imperatives, Jesus made a profound statement that would provide the basis for the disciples' confidence and strength. "It is I." Literally, Jesus' words were, "I am." Perhaps a mysterious reference to his identity as the great I Am, as seen in Exodus 3:14 and John 8:58. The one who had created that very body of water on which they were sailing decided to take an early morning stroll across it. His reassuring presence and encouraging words would have begun to calm their hearts. The memories of who Jesus was and what he had been able to do throughout his ministry would have begun to quiet their fear and trepidation, even while the wind continued to blow and the waves continued to crash against that boat. There is no greater statement that Jesus could make to his followers than to let them know that the great I Am was with them in the storm. Jesus concluded his answer to the disciples' pleas with this challenge: "Do not be afraid." John Ortberg explains Jesus' command. The single command in Scripture that occurs more often than any other, God's most frequently repeated instruction, is formulated in two words: fear not. Do not be afraid. Be strong and courageous. You can trust me. Fear not. Why does God command us not to fear? Fear does not seem like the most serious vice in the world. It never made the list of the seven deadly sins. No one ever receives church discipline for being afraid. So why does God tell human beings to stop being afraid more often than he tells them anything else? My hunch is that the reason God says fear not so much is not that he wants us to be spared emotional discomfort. In fact, usually he says it to get people to do something that is going to lead them into greater fear anyway. I think God says fear not so often because fear is the number one reason human beings are tempted to avoid doing what God asks them to do. Fear is the number one reason why people refuse to get out of the boat. So we need this command all the time. Lloyd Ogilvie notes that there are 366 fear not verses in the Bible, one for every day of the year, including leap years. Remember, prayer is a dialogue with God, not just a monologue. Listen to Jesus speak into the storm of your life. Hear his words to his disciples, which includes you. Take heart. It is I. Do not be afraid. Here are some questions to consider today. What do you miss in your prayer time when you don't stop to listen? Why is it essential to hear Jesus' response to his disciples in Matthew 14:27? And finally, as you listen to Jesus' words, take a moment and write down what each of his statements means to you personally. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.